But a Swedish consortium led by the Swedish Lloyd Shipping Line and directed by Mr. Christofferson, who was then the chairman of Swedish Lloyd and SAS, contracted to buy a SRN4 hovercraft, but would not take the first one to be built. So the industry asked the government for assistance. The government of the time, which was a socialist government, came up with an idea, or I think probably its basis was done through the civil service, of course, that a national hovercraft interest should be formed by the then nationalized transport industries. That was British Rail, BOAC, BEA, and the Transport Holding Company. And the intention was that an operating system would be formed by the four interested parties. In the event they couldn't agree among themselves, and indeed the first meeting of the four at which I was present was not an experience to be remembered. However, at the end of it all, British Rail and the Transport Holding Company agreed to cooperate, but very shortly after that, the Transport Holding Company themselves decided to retire from the fray, and that left British Rail as the only remaining, so to speak, partner. And we decided that the best way of achieving what had to be done was to formulate a notional private company wholly owned by British Rail. And so a company was formed, and it was called British Rail Hovercraft Limited, and it had £100 capital and two shares issued.